Hey, team here from Channel 10. Thank you so much for watching. And I'm with Eric Schmidt, who's part of the media group here. Now, Eric, the Olympics, any day now, they're going to begin. 8808 is the opening ceremony. But the games will actually begin a few days before that. And you've been working on a very exciting project. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So end of last year, we started working with NBC on a consumer experience for what the Olympics would look like online. So this year, NBC is going to broadcast majority of every minute of every sport coming out of Beijing live to the internet. So we started working with them on what that experience would look like, and we're about a week away before launching this thing, so we wanted to come in and show you what the experience looked like.
Yeah, well, first of all, is this the first time this is happening with the Olympics? I don't remember being able to watch it live before.
Yeah, last Olympics, NBC, I think the number was around maybe 20 hours of content or so, and mostly of it was kind of encore content or rewind content from highlights. So this is really the first time, you know, in the history of the Olympics and also in the history of the internet where users can walk up and basically watch, you know, you want to watch the second round of the ping pong playoffs.
Yeah,
or,
right?
You know, you want to watch Michael Phelps live trying to, you know, win another gold medal. You can do that, and you'll be able to see a lot of content that may not be on television.
Well, let's take a look at the player and see what was going to actually happen when you go to NBCOlympics.com to watch the events.
Sure. So the first piece is you just go to NBCOlympics.com. There's a landing page. And as we get into the games, you're going to see a lot of live promotion. So, you know, right now we're just kind of promoting some interesting clips that had previously happened. You go into the video section, and there'll be some highlights there as well. You'll be able to get to video, though, from a bunch of different places. So you'll be able to get to video off of MSN and other places that NBC is promoting. Mm-hmm. But once you find a video clip that you want, I already have the player up and running. We can go in and find a different clip. One of the interesting things, though, is that NBC's, you know, they're a business, they're in business to make money, so there is some ad pre-roll here, so this is just their stock pre-roll before we get into the Olympics. See a little bit of buffering, and then this is some, what is this? It says the U.S. synchronized swimmers, all of whom make their Olympic debut in 2009, they go through processing before leaving for China. Okay.
Everyone jokes about the synchronized swimmers, but man, I'm fascinated every time I watch them. Well, when we talk about this, and it's playing very smoothly and stuff, but as you know, I have sextuplets at home, right? They're 8 months old, and they play a lot of Xbox Live. So if they're sucking up all my bandwidth, is Michael Phelps going to be going for the record and all of a sudden it's going to freeze, or I'm going to get lag, or?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So for live events, basically, you know, bandwidth is bandwidth. So for the live events, you kind of have fixed bandwidth. We're doing a lot of work. We've done a lot of work to make sure that the playback experience is as resilient as possible. But it's the internet. This is an internet scale.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of dependencies. But the live streaming right now works great. And then for kind of rewind content or encore content, maybe you missed Michael Phelps because you were sleeping because you weren't up on Beijing time.
Right.
If you're watching things in kind of rewind mode, we've done a lot of work to provide you the ability to kind of work in network conditions where you may not have as much bandwidth as possible, but you're still getting good video quality. It's jitter-free, skip-free, things like that.
Now, I've also been hearing MSNBC involved. How is that affiliated with NBC? Can you watch it on NBC also?
Yeah, so it's not with MSNBC. So this was NBC and MSN basically did a joint partnership to help, you know, drive traffic and promote and to get a lot of visibility to what was going on with the content. So you'll see a lot of promotion on MSN.com pointing people to go watch Olympics content.
Okay, yep. Cool. Did you want to show us anything else in here?
Yeah, so this view is what we call the pop-up player. As we were talking, this clip just ended, so I'm going to go watch Chelsea Memels from her.
The gymnast, right?
Yeah, gymnast. She's awesome. This is one nice thing, too, about the player in the content that NBC has. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of interviews with the Olympic athletes, so you can get to know them, which is kind of something you're watching on TV, like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Well, you can go online and or girl, and you can get a lot of catch there on that. Yeah, there's some amazing female athletes. It's unbelievable. So what you can do, you're in pop-up mode, but you can also go to what we call enhanced mode. So this is kind of bigger, fuller screen, 16 by 9. The video quality here is really good. This is that streaming concept that I was talking about here.
Well, the cool thing is, too, live is you never know what's going to happen in the Olympics. So how are they? Are they shooting it? They're obviously shooting it there, and wherever the cameras are is just whatever you're going to get. It's really uncut and raw, right?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if you're in a view like this and you're basically watching, one of the things you can do is go over to Live Video Control Room. As we get into the games, you're going to see more and more clip areas on the left-hand side. But what you can do is you can say you want to look at the rewind of the trials of track and field. So I click number one, and it'll start showing the video in the middle, and then you can start firing up other video clips on the side. And depending on what's going on live in Beijing, you're going to be able to see those clips depending on what the camera operator is
determining. Whatever the camera might be.
Yeah.
So I can watch actually four videos simultaneously, four live videos?
Yeah. So here, that clip area that I just showed you, some of these are offline right now because obviously we're not live, but this is a rewind from the trials with Michael Phelps. Yeah, so you can watch up to four videos at one time. And you can swap them in and out. So what I'll do to show you the swap feature is go to a different part of the UI. So what I just showed you was a live control room, but the other piece is the Olympic sports. So there's, I think 34 kind of sport categories. BMX is new.
BMX, I had no idea.
Yeah, BMX is new this year. I used to be a BMX racer. I was like, wow, I should have stuck with it.
Had you known.
Yeah, so you can go in here and say, well, maybe I want to look at swimming. And I can look at some videos, and this looks pretty good. So this is Michael Phelps.
And we've talked about the whole thing is built on Silverlight, right?
Yeah, this is all built on Silverlight 2, and I'll talk a little bit about that towards the end. So this is a rewind of some trials, but this looks kind of cool, so I'll go ahead and watch this for a while. But you know what? I also maybe want to look at gymnastics.
Tall, I would say, for sure. Tall and then short. There you go.
Yeah, so we'll do tall and short. So now what we're doing here is we have...
how convenient. So cheerleaders
now,
or something.
Yeah, so now what we have here is basically PIP. So I have volleyball and main screen, and then I have some gymnastics content in the bottom.
That's cool.
So this is going to be great for live. So as I'm watching this, like, oh, wait a minute, something interesting just happened. I can go ahead and swap the PIP to the main screen and go back and forth. And of course, we do other stuff like, you know, kind of social networking stuff, most watched, who's watching what.
Can you leave comments on something? Is there any kind of forums or?
No, but what you can do is, let's go ahead and watch this. You can, as you're watching, you can go in. Sorry, we're seeing a pre-roll right now.
No worries.
You can share, so you can you can send links to those clips. That's just down here in the bottom. You just click share. A little overlay pops up. Send the email to and from, and. Send it away.
I think it's great. Is there anything else you want to show us?
Just the last piece is, I think this will be one of the most helpful pieces, is the Olympics are in essence 17 days long. So there's tons of coverage, you know, thousands and thousands of hours that are going to be out there. So this view is called Olympic Days. So you go in and you click highlights, and then you'll see all the highlights across the top. So you can see what happened day one, day two, day three, day four, et cetera. And that, I think, will help people navigate through all the content that's out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty user-friendly for sure.
Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible.
Eric, fist bump it. Come on, this is really cool. So people just go to NBCOlympics.com?
Yep, just go to NBCOlympics.com. You click on a video clip that you want to watch. If you don't have Silverlight installed, you just go through a real quick install process. It runs on a Mac, it runs on a PC, Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari. Safari support, though, only on the Mac. You install Silverlight once, and you're good to go. You can watch as much video as you want.
Wow, so you don't need Vista. It's over 2,200 hours of live footage, over 3,000 on demand. NBCOlympics.com, NBCOlympics.com. We'll see you there, right? Fist bump it out. Come on. Female BMX bikers. Who knew?